So we've got the Warehouse Group's financial results today. Frances Sweetman from Milford Asset Management is here to discuss. Evening, Frances.
Evening, Heather.
Share price came back, what, 6%? Why did the result disappoint?
I'd say the result was actually a little soft across the board. So their sales were 3.5% below the prior year, which actually isn't a bad outcome given the impact of those ongoing lockdowns at the start of the year. And they had a huge year last year. But when you combine that with higher freight costs, they had a higher cost of fulfilling online orders, their margins were weaker. And so it was still the warehouse's second best financial year in the last 15, but their profits were nearly 50% lower than the prior year, and in the second half still 25% lower when they didn't have such a material lockdown impact. So it was disappointing.
It's a reasonable fall in profits. I mean, is this what you're seeing from other retailers as well?
Yeah, it's really interesting because we're seeing just really different results across retailers at the moment. So Kathmandu reported a 30% drop in adjusted profit for that same 12-month period that the warehouse saw their profits drop 50%. But Briscoe's Group, their profits only fell 4% in the last 6 months over that period where the warehouse's profits fell 25%. So we're seeing these really big differences. And I think the reason is this cost pressure and those retailers that are able to substitute goods or manage that cost better are having a much better outcome. And also the warehouse in Kathmandu, I think, have a lot of customers that just buy in store. And so they are more hit by those lockdowns, but it certainly is an unusual environment.
The thing that is probably the most important to the share price is the outlook. So what is the warehouse expecting from what's coming up, which is the key Christmas season?
The management team are definitely cautious about the outlook. They commented that current trading's above their expectations at the moment, for the month of August in particular, but they really stayed away from providing any more detailed outlook commentary. And to be honest, I don't blame them. They're not the only business that we're seeing that's very reluctant to provide outlook comments. Again, just because we're in this really unusual economic environment and there's a lot of risks ahead. And I think retail's a really good example of that. So we've seen retail sales stay broadly flat compared to last year over the last few months. And that surprised a lot of economists and surprised us, to be honest, given all that pressure on household budgets. We would have expected retail spend to start to fall, and it hasn't because employment stayed really strong and wages are growing. People are still spending. But that risk is still to come. And we think about half of the increase in mortgage rates has now flowed through to people's wallets. And so we have the other half to come, as well as inflation and a lower Kiwi dollar, which means our imported costs are high. So the warehouse management team talked about this today, actually. They said cost of living conditions continue to be challenging, and we expect to see New Zealanders continue to seek out great value. So
brilliant
the warehouse
stuff.
Could benefit from it.
Sorry, carry on.
Sorry, Heather. I was just going to say it could be good for the warehouse because it's a value brand, but it could also just get caught in the downdraft as retail sales fall everywhere and we all have to just spend more on our household budget. So it's going to be interesting to see what Christmas holds.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thanks for running us through that, Frances Sweetman, Milford Asset Management.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.